Zaken de darn perkin alles mix na je pet. For we shine now how you aimrim, sully's nuts and yaitzais and nightlight soup. At first, the Chachamim said the following three women we forced the vow to divorce us, and they also received their ksuba. Pa'i meres tmea anilach. An Ashes coin that says that she is tmea to her husband, and she claims she was raped, and an Ashes coin that was nensu is asura abala. Even though there are no Adam that can verify this, the Chachamim believe her as they feel she would not make something like this up. So therefore, the Baal has to divorce her, and she also receives her ksuba as she was not at fault, as opposed to an Ashes Yisrael who claims that she was Mizana Baratun, even though the Baal would have to divorce her, she would not receive her ksuba since she was at fault. Shamayim Beinila Beinach. Or if the Isha said that with regard to her intimate relations between herself and her husband, only the Shamayim could verify her complaint, as she claims that her husband is not Yorah Kechei to Shikla Zera, does not shoot out, and therefore he cannot bear a child. And even though an Isha is not Mechuyah to be Mekayim period of Arivia, she still says she wants a son in order that she would have somebody to support her as she gets along in years. This is a valid complaint, and therefore the Chachamim give her Nemanis, as they do not believe she would make something like this up, and therefore the Baal has to divorce her and give her her Ksuba. Netula Ani Mina Yehudim. Or if she makes a neder removing herself from Yehudim, meaning she makes a neder offering on herself from having tasnas from all Yehudim, including her Baal, and the Chachamim feel since she made such a drastic neder, it must be that tashmish is very painful for her, so therefore, since it is so painful for her, the Chachamim feel she is honest, and therefore, the Baal has to divorce her and also give her her ksuba. Chazru Loimar. The Chachamim then had a change of heart and felt, Shalo tehe isha noisenes eneha ba'acher, they wanted to ensure that an Isha should not eye a different man, and therefore want to make herself usher on her husband in order to marry somebody else. And then she would make up one of these tainas, and that would force the Baal to divorce her, and she would get her ksuba to boot. Instead, they said an Isha that claimed that she was tmeah to her husband, that she was mizana takta, would have to bring a raya. She would have to find Adam that could verify this, otherwise she is mutter to her husband. Shamayim beinila beinecha yasu derech bakashu. Or if she claimed that her husband is not Yorah Kechei, then the Chachamim said that the Baal should try to appease her and convince her to stay with him, as she is anyway not mechuyev in period of Arivia. The Baal does not have to divorce her when she makes this taina. Netula ani min hayehudim yefer chelko utehe mishamshaso utehe netula min hayehudim. And an Isha that makes the neder offering on herself from having tashmis with Yehudim, the Baal should be made for the chelik of the neder that applies to him, as this is dvarin shebeino lebeino, that the Baal has a right to be made for, and then she would be mutter to have tashmis with him, but she would still be usher to have tashmis with other Yehudim. In the event that she would get divorced, she would be usher to have tashmis with anybody else, as since the Baal was only made for the chelik of the neder that applies to him, the neder is still chal as far as other people. Sechet Nazir, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Call Kinuye Nazirites, Kinaziris. All slang terms that are used in place of the regular term for Naziris has a din like Naziris. Therefore, if somebody says he wants to be a Nazir, and in place of the term Nazir, he uses one of the slang terms that we'll see later on in this Mishnah, he would have a din like a Nazir. Ha'oimer Aha Harez Another. Somebody who says Aha is considered another. Now, Aha is a Yad L'Naziris. And the Gemara says the Mishnah is missing a few words and should read, Kol kinuye nazirus kinaziris, but kol yades nazirus kinaziris. A yad is an abbreviated term for another, and if it is very apparent that he means to be another, then he will be considered another, even though he said it in an abbreviated way. So therefore, somebody says aha, which means I will be, even though he doesn't say I will be another. If there is another passing in front of him at the time he says aha, he has a din like another, and this is yados nazirus. Oh, aha, another. Or if he says, I want to look good, and at the time he says this, he is holding on to his hair, so it is quite apparent that he means to say he wants to grow out his hair and look nice with long hair, so therefore apparently he wants to be another, as another is not allowed to cut his hair. This is considered a yad l'nazirus, and he will be considered another. Nazir, nazik, naziach, paziach. I raise another. if somebody says Hireini Nazir or Hireini Nazik or Hireini Naziach or Hireini Paziach, he is considered a Nazir. As Nazik, Naziach, Paziach are lishoines that the Goyim use in place of Nazir, this is considered a Kinoi Lenaziris, since the Goyim use these lishoines, and these lishoines are very close to the Lashon Nazir, so therefore Yehudim very often use these terms instead of Nazir. And we have a din that a Kinoi Naziris is Kinaziris, so therefore if he says Hireini Naziach or one of the other terms, he will be considered a Nazir. Hireini Kazeh. If somebody says, I want to be like this, and at the time he says this, a Nazir is passing in front of him, so therefore what he means to say is, I want to be like this person, I want to be another, then he has a din like another. This is not considered a Yadus Naziris, this is considered a full expression for Nazir. Hireini Misalso. Or if he says, I want to curl out my hair, meaning he wants to let his hair grow long, as when hair grows long, it tends to curl up a little bit. What he means to say is he wants to be another, so therefore, if he is holding on to his hair at the time he says it, then it is apparent what he means to say is, I want to be another, as another cannot cut his hair. Hireini Mechalko. Or if he says, I want to be Mechalko, Mechalko also means to grow out your hair. So therefore, if he's holding on to his hair at the time he says this, what he means to say is he wants to be another. Hare alai l'shalech pera, hare another. Or if he says, I want to send out my hair locks. Also, if he is holding on to his hair at the time he says this, all of these expressions are expressions for Nazirus. Hare alai tiparim, Rabbi Meir oimer nazir. V'chachamim oimerim eino nazir. If somebody says he wants to bring tiparim onto the Mizbeach, meaning Torim or Shnei Bnei Yonim, if there is another passing in front of him at the time he says this, according to Rabbi Meir, he would have a din like another, as what he means to say is that he wants to be another who sometimes has to bring Tziporim. If another becomes Tamei Lameis, then the Torah requires him to bring certain Karbanos on the Mizbeach, which would include Shtei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yonim. So therefore, since at the time he says this, another is passing in front of him, what he means to say is he wants to be another who sometimes has to bring Tziporim, but the Chachamim argue and they hold he would not be another, as what he means to say is he wants to bring Karbanos Nedava of Shtei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yonim, so therefore he would have to bring these Karbanos, but he would not have a din like another.